Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've sent it to a former Major League player, a couple of them. I also sent it out. I thought this would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to Joe Shane and Joe Douglas.
Why? Yeah. Why is that appropriate?
Because they're talent evaluators, Evan. So I sent it to both those guys. Yeah.
What is Joe Douglas going to say about that?
We're going to find out.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're
going to
find out. I'm then going to send it to Cashman and to Billy Epler.
Okay? What's going to happen if they sign me? Going to have to find a new partner, Craig.
I think we're going to be all right. Think it'll be all right. All right. So Epler's next. I'm going to send it to him momentarily. So you'll have real talent evaluators.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
Like the guy in the hotline right now who hit more home runs than anybody else in the minors.
Ah!
Cody Decker. Cody, what's up?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream. I just watched the most athletic video I've ever seen in my life, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I've worked hard in years at kind of perfecting my swing and my arm, so thank you.
Cody, let's start with the swing speed, or lack thereof. Your thoughts?
Was that bat, first things first, I'm assuming the bat was 14, 15 pounds?
Yeah, it was a very. I did the Babe Ruth bat, actually, yes.
Sweet. First, there was that. Second, just so you know, hey, one, Craig, if you ever want to, like, fly me in to work with Evan on this swing, I'm happy to do it. Because this is, one, Evan, you have a lower body. You could use it at some point. And also, you know, hitting also takes a little bit of rhythm. So watching you start from zero to just all of a sudden swinging looks really awkward. Not to mention, Lenny was throwing 40 miles per hour and you were late on every pitch.
I think he was closer to 50, but okay.
And how about Evan's speed out of the box?
Do you need me to say anything? Jesus.
Here's the best part. He did run through the bag. He didn't stop.
I hustled, Cody.
Well, with that momentum, how could you stop? I don't blame you one bit.
There you go. All right, so have you ever seen anything worse, and be honest?
Yes, but to be fair, that person had never picked up a bat before, and they were hitting from the wrong side of the plate. Evan, you're a baseball fan. What is this? You can be better than this. Let me help you. I watch you talk so much crap about everybody that actually plays baseball.
I think I'm past my prime, Cody. I think I had my day in the sun where it was slightly better than what you saw on video. And by slightly, I mean very, very slightly. I think it's too late. I think it's just too late.
And this is the point. People need, like, we talk sports for a living. We're critical of performers for a living. And I think every once in a while, you got to feed the tiger some red meat. So I've now sent this video to Billy Epler.
I agree.
I sent it to Joe Douglas. I sent it to Shane with the Giants. I'm going to send it to Sandy Alderson.
Sandy.
And I'm going to send it to Brian Cashman.
Oh, man.
So they.
I agree. I think it's every once in a while for us big mouths to have to kind of go out there and show our athletic skills. So I invite everyone else to join me.
I agree. I'm trying to think of who else I should send it to.
Who's the first of those GMs to respond in your mind?
Joe Douglas, probably.
Well, you left somebody out. I'm surprised.
Who did I leave out? I said Kastren.
No, you left somebody out. Who Boone? I'm actually.
Boone.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm most curious to hear from Aaron Boone.
All right. Hold on. I got.
I think Aaron
right
is
now.
Such a positive guy. Yeah. I think Boone would actually walk away with a positive.
There's no way.
Hold on one second. I think he'd say, look, I got a lot of guys on my team that strike out a lot.
Boy.
Evan showed he's a contact hitter. We could use that left-handed contact
all
in
right.
our lineup.
I said it to Aaron Boone.
I think Boone's going to give me a half a positive.
No, he's not.
Call me crazy.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not, Evan. I'm sorry. He's not. I'm sorry. But I'll tell you the funniest thing about this. Whoever Lenny is,
yeah.
Lenny's going to become famous.
Lenny's famous.
Hey, Cody, did you ever play, and I'm not asking this to bust your chops, with Josh Donaldson? Did you ever come across him or no?
No, never played with him, played against him a few times, but man, I talked to Swisher about him about 3 weeks ago, because Swish works for the front office of the Yankees, and he went out of his way to tell me how impressed he was with Donaldson and everything he's bringing to the clubhouse, but listen, Donaldson's not the most loved guy throughout baseball. I don't know how else to tell you this. So.
But is that, here's my question, I know he's been on 5-6 teams now, so that belies that he kind of wears out, you know, maybe the welcome, you know, quote unquote. But I guess my question is, I'm trying to think the right way to phrase it, like every team loves a guy like that and you hate playing against a guy like that. Like when you talk to Swish about him, is it just that he's a lot and it's nonstop every day and eventually guys get tired of it? Or does he just rub guys wrong from jump?
You know, I think he's one of those guys when you play against him, he rubs you the wrong way. And then if your team isn't winning by the end of the season, it gets to be a little bit of a tired act type of situation. I can understand that. I bet every teammate of Josh Donaldson, when they're winning, loves Josh Donaldson. But I can imagine a third-place team with Josh Donaldson on it maybe not being
the most
friendly clubhouse.
It seems like there's an expiration date on a personality like Josh Donaldson. I think he's good for a room like the Yankees locker room for probably a couple of years, and then you move on. And at his age and at his contract, I think that's exactly what it's going to be with them. And it probably makes most sense for a personality like that.
Like, you don't know him, so I'm asking you to take a guess here. Would you have gotten along with a guy like that, or would you have butted heads with a guy like that?
He was a guy like that. No?
Was I a guy like that? I don't know. Everyone seemed to really like me.
That's because you brought the...
I probably would have gotten along with him because I usually got along with just about everyone. Even the guys I butted heads with, you know, you butt heads with them, but at the end of the day, when they're your teammate, even when they start a brawl and you're 100% against them, you're on their side until you get back into that clubhouse and extra words are said. So, yeah, would I have gotten along with them? Sure. Would we have butted heads once or twice based on this last weekend? No question about it.
So let me ask you a question. You know, Buck Showalter was on this last week, and he made a point that we didn't spend a lot of time on. And we were talking about how, you know, so many Mets have been hit by pitches. And even, you know, Pete Alonso kind of gave the dap, at least the visual dap, to Spanky McFarlane, whatever his name is, over with the Cardinals, the first base coach, et cetera. And we were asked...
Spanky McFarlane?
I'm just making... What's his name? Spud Webb something?
Spud Webb?
What's his name?
Oh, my God.
What's his name? Chunky McFarlane? What is it?
You don't know his
I'm
name.
I'm not telling you anymore. Do you know his name?
Yes.
Well, what's his name?
No, I want you to keep guessing.
Stubby Clap?
There you go!
Yeah, thanks, Tommy. Appreciate that.
I was going to say, did you pull that out of your rear end?
And Buck made the comment that, you know, when we're going to kind of, you know, get in a bench-clearing brawl or that kind of situation, we want to make sure that our guys are supporting a teammate for the right reason, that the cause is just. So I wonder, like, if you think the cause isn't just, but you run out of the dugout because you have to as a teammate, when you're privately in the locker room, will guys challenge a guy for putting them in that spot?
Yes, they will. Obviously, it depends on the team and the personalities you have, but hell, I played on a team where we had a brawl caused by our manager once, and we came back in the clubhouse, and we almost got into a fist fight with our manager because we felt like he was making the game about him, and he used us as pawns to deal with his little bitter feud with the other manager. That pissed us off royally. That's something that you don't want to see. So, yeah, I totally get what Buck Showalter is saying. Yeah, if we're going to go out there and fight, we better be in the right because, one, you're in New York and you guys are going to be talking about it ad nauseum, and you guys are going to need to defend them. So,
it's usually when guys get drilled and they're pissed at the pitcher, right, who started hitting other guys, and now you as a position player are taking the bullets for something a pitcher usually did. I think in a case like this, I'm not sure how many Yankees knew what the hell was going on.
They probably didn't.
They probably didn't know until after the game.
I had no idea. I was watching the game live. I saw the brawl begin, and I had no idea what was going on. And I remember on the air live talking, dude, yeah, Josh Donaldson, competitive guy, same with Tim Anderson. I'm sure it's fine. And then finding out after the game, like, oh, this is going to get pretty messy pretty quick.
I just think there are some guys, even though they're all in theory kind of like type A personalities, which I think you have to be to play professional sports at the level they play it at, that, you know, to me, and Evan's going to hate this, so give me a moment on it.
How do you know?
Because I know you. To me, there's his personality, to me, is very similar to Max Scherzer.
What?
Yeah. And I think not everyone has that kind of personality.
Max is intense, but I never got the impression, other than Joe Girardi, that opponents despise him. Like, yeah. I think in Josh Donaldson's case, opponents despise him.
Yeah. Am I right on that, Cody, or no?
I got to say, Max Scherzer's reputation is stellar. It's not exactly the same thing for Josh Donaldson. And by the way,
Cody, you don't have to be so nice. You could say it's a dumb point. You could say, Craig, you got your head up your ass.
He's a grown man. If he wanted to say it was dumb, he'd say it's dumb. He didn't say that.
No. Like, Max Scherzer is a well-liked guy, and he's really intense, but he's really respected by everyone that plays with and against him. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't hear a lot of positive things about Josh Donaldson around the league. Ask anybody on the White Sox. This guy's been hated by that team for years.
Yeah.
This weekend had nothing to do with the Yankees, had everything to do with the White Sox versus Josh Donaldson.
That's why the Yankee players could be pissed off. Now, luckily, it didn't turn into any kind of brawl, but if it did, that's where you run into the issue of certain Yankee players saying, "This, you know, what are you doing? Like, why are we in a brawl with the freaking White Sox?" That was the vendetta of AL Central opponents more than the Yankees. They just happened to be there.
Yeah, well, anyhow, always good talking to you, Cody. Are you going back to the burger place or no?
Yeah, I'm going to go there today. I'm going to try the fries because last time, I'm not going to lie to you, going there and having some Brussels sprouts, I wasn't being a proper fat kid. I'll be a proper fat kid today. I'll give up my abs and not have sex for a while for you, Craigie. You're welcome.
Well, listen, I found a burger place near Cody's house out in California. He had never heard of it. I go, you got to go check it out. He went and checked it out. He gets a burger with a side of Brussels sprouts. Like, who are you?
Who am I? A Jack former athlete that you call because, well, I am this Jack. That's the fact. You don't want me to lose this.
I'm like, what's the point of the Brussels sprouts? All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Say hi to everybody.
All right. You guys, love you both. Eric, work on that. Hey, Evan, work on the swing.
I'm working on it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, listen, I've now sent your swing to Joe Shane, Joe Douglas, Cody Decker, Billy Epler, and Aaron Boone. Nobody has responded.
They're afraid to respond?
They are apparently
formulating how they want to respond.
I sent it to Jimmy Leyritz, too.
Jim will respond.
Yeah, I sent it to Jimmy, so we'll see what's going on. So there you go. So at some point, as these guys watch the video, because they are busy men, and get back to me, I'll let you know.
So you don't send my strikeout, you send my little ground ball to shortstop.
Evan, you don't want me to send that.
You're right.
You don't want me to send
don't send that strikeout.
Here's Kevin in Jersey on the fan. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
For every 200 points.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? Who's that?
It's Kevin in Hillsborough. What's happening,
hey,
guys?
Hey, Kevin, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, listen, Craig, great job on the gambling. I've been sober a long time, and I don't, you know, I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing, pal. And you're reaching out to a lot of people, and you know what? I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're doing.
I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, guys. You know, you talk about the racism and stuff. I play men's softball.
Yep.
I'm a tall white guy. They call me, you know, all kinds of things. But when I play softball, I have a lot of times the ball goes through my leg. They call me Billy Buckner. Other times I'm playing golf. I'm a pretty long drive. They call me Tiger. Is that racism?
No, but it's also very different, don't you think?
No,
when guys are angry and they get a base hit, a winning base hit, and the ball goes through my legs and they win the game and they call it, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's just guys busting chops.
Yeah, but I think in
is.
The Donaldson-Anderson situation, it's just different. I mean, you're talking about two competitors who don't like each other. I don't know about who's calling you Billy Buckner or how you guys are, you know, ripping each other in men's softball. I just think everything isn't always comparable. Sometimes we think it is. Sometimes I think it is. I don't think it is comparable.
You're right, Evan. No, you're right. But it just seems like it just gets out of control when every time someone says something in anger in the heat of the moment that it becomes racism.
I don't think this is a suspension. I don't think this is a story 3 days later if Tony La Russa doesn't change the dynamic of what it was.
Oh, I think the story's done after today. I think it rekindles once the appeal is announced, whether he succeeded in the appeal or failed in this appeal. But I think especially in a baseball season, we move on. Like, I'll give you a great example. If the Yankees lose tonight, very short in their lineup, plus the decision not to play DJ, and Gerrit Cole struggles, even though, look at the numbers, looks pretty good, Craig. The story now goes to, uh-oh, the Yankees are running into their issues of the season.
If they lose tonight with Gerrit Cole on the mound and the losing streak goes to three, yeah, there's going to be a whole different vibe about the Yankees. Not saying it's deserved, but it's going to change. Big Mac's going to come in here ticked off tomorrow.
Meanwhile, you'll be 29-13. I mean, right. The Yankees got off to such a good start that even if they do go through a stretch where they don't play well, and I know you don't want it to happen against the Orioles, and you certainly don't want to have it happen against the Rays, but they have given themselves such a cushion that they're in a good spot. They're 29-12.
Yes. 17 games over 500 at any point of the season is a good place to be.
But they are facing adversity, to me specifically, not just the short-term losses of bats in the lineup, because most Yankee fans are like, great, Joey Gallo's not playing. But I think their bullpen, an area which has been a strength for a long time, when you look at it, it feels different today. Michael King struggled the other day.
Yes, he did.
Jonathan Loaisiga has struggled all season long. Chad Green is out for the year, and now Aroldis Chapman appears like it's likely he's going on the injured list. The feel for this bullpen is different today than maybe the way you thought about it a week ago.
877-337-6666. We'll get your take on it. Of course, the Mets don't play till later tonight, 9:45, and the New York Rangers are 24 hours away from a chance to even their series at 2-2. That's a little sports commentary for you, Evan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
546. Is it true that Miguel Landauer is coming up to take Josh Donaldson's spot for now? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the question is he actually going to play, or is he just there to hang out?
Well, listen, you know, he might need a day off. Got to ask Aaron Boone about that. DJ LeMay is getting a day off today, all in preparation for the series later this week against Tampa and the fact that they don't take the Orioles seriously as a competitor. That's the only way to read into it.
I mean, slightly. I think a lot of it is three games in the last, you know, how many hours? Saturday and then the two games on Sunday. And, yeah, they have a four-game series now against Tampa on the carpet, in which I think we'd all agree you're going to value those games more. Those are pivotal games.
Do you remember Friday when Kerry called in?
I do.
She was the young lady who I believe is a bartender or waitress and wanted to go see Andy Pettit bobblehead night. And apparently I cost her the opportunity to do that.
She blamed you for the game being rained out, rightfully so, because Craig has tried to go to two Yankee games over the last year. Both games have been rained out.
Yeah.
He's literally batting 1,000 with going to games and having them rained out.
Yeah.
So she was, rightfully so, upset and blamed you for the game being rained out and her not getting an Andy Pettit bobblehead.
All right. Well, she's back on the line. Kerry, how you doing, babe?
Kerry,
you there?
I'm here.
All right, now, Kerry, it's Craig and Evan. You're on the radio. As I remember, we said you had to get your boss to come on the air and that if he acknowledged that he knew you were a Yankee fan and would give you the day off, I would then get you two tickets to an upcoming Yankee game. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have them here.
And your boss is there, yes?
He is. Taking a little longer to make some drinks at the bar, but I got him here.
Well, everyone will understand you're about to win Yankee tickets if your boss does right by you, okay?
Deal.
All right, what's your boss's name?
My boss's name is Rob.
All right, can you put Rob on the phone?
Sure, hold on 1 second.
Okay, very good. All right, here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Rob. How are you?
Hey, Rob, it's Craig and Evan. You're on the radio. Is that okay?
Hey, it's awesome.
All right. First off, what kind of employee is Kerry? Is she a good bartender?
She is actually one of my top. She's one of the best.
Got it. So I don't want to put your business in a bad spot. If I gave her Yankee tickets, would you be able to make sure that she gets to go to the game and doesn't get docked any pay or anything like that?
I would be happy to do that.
Okay.
She is one of the biggest Yankees fans. I mean, I love the Yankees, too, and I've been to many games in the many years of my life, but
okay.
I've never seen someone so devoted as this. She's,
wow. Who's her?
She told me about the car, busting the chops on the air, and I was like, oh, wow, she's cutthroat.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Who is her favorite Yankee?
Andy Pettit.
Oh!
That's right.
That's the answer.
She wanted to go to Andy Pettit bobblehead day. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do we want to say the name of the bar, or do you guys not want to do that?
No, it's fine. She actually works over at Metropolitan Cafe in Freehold.
Metropolitan Cafe in Freehold. Is that right on Route 9?
It's not on Route 9. It's actually off Route 9 on 537 in downtown Freehold.
All right, so everyone, if you have a chance, if you're in the area, go see Rob and Kerry at Metropolitan Cafe off of Route 9 in Freehold, New Jersey. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. If you're blessing this, we're going to give her two tickets to a game later this summer, okay?
All right, you want to tell her yourself?
I'm going to tell her, but I just wanted to make sure you as the boss, you were okay with it, because that's the respectful thing to do.
Absolutely.
Now,
it breaks my heart whenever we can't help out, but I will make this happen.
Now, I also want to clarify something, because you're wrong. We're not giving her a game to a future Yankee game. We're giving her tickets to Friday's game against the Cubs in a few weeks.
We are?
Because that's when they're making up the Andy Pettit bobblehead.
Yeah, but he may not want to lose her on a Friday night.
Are you okay with losing her on a Friday night?
Hey, if I have to get on the floor and take a place for her myself, then that's what I'll do.
All right, now let me ask you another question.
That's some boss right there.
Would you like to go with her, and we'll give you two tickets to the game?
I mean, I'll probably have an argument with my wife about it, but sure, I'm in.
All right, so who's going to replace you on a Friday night, though?
You know what? I'm the boss. I'll just call somebody.
Look at that. All right, if she accepts the tickets, you're going to get two tickets also, okay?
Dude, you guys are awesome.
All right, so if you don't mind, Rob, please put Kerry back on the phone.
Kerry, she's up.
Hello.
Hi, Kerry. It's Craig and Evan again. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So I have a question for you, and how you answer this question is going to be very important, okay?
Okay.
Let's pretend I had four tickets for the Yankee Cub game on Andy Pettit makeup bobblehead night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which, as you know, is a Friday night now, okay, against the Cubs, Evan told me. If I gave you two of those tickets, and I said to you, you could only pick one other person from work to get two tickets to join you. Who would you give those other two tickets to?
My friend Marie is actually listening right now, and she's the best bartender in New Jersey. Yeah. So I would want to give them to her.
That's the wrong answer.
You set her up.
I don't
want to
go to my boss.
Well, I don't blame her. Would you, Craig, would you want to go somewhere with our boss?
No, I would not. All right, so that's a fair point.
Thank you.
Rob was the right answer there, but you didn't get it right. Here's what we're going to do, all right? We're going to make sure that you have at least two tickets. We'll try to get you four tickets for the game against the Cubs, all right? So that you can bring your best friend. And tell Rob he just got two tickets to a different game for the Yankees as well, okay?
That's better.
Does that work?
That's awesome. That works.
That way, you don't have to go with your boss. I totally get it.
Oh, that would be great. He sees me enough anyway.
And listen, Andy Pettit's your favorite player of all time, isn't he?
He is. He really is. And I run for CC Sabathia's charity, so he's number two. But
wow,
Andy's number one.
Andy Pettit, number one. Huh. I find that fascinating.
Why? Because you still think he's a cheater?
No. Well, that's your opinion. You could tell her. Kerry, how old are you?
37.
37. I guess I could see it.
Absolutely. I'm 38. I grew up with Andy Pettit.
I could see that.
You know, he's one of the greatest playoff pitchers of all time.
I mean, it's a little overrated, but yes.
He did cheat, though. You're not bothered by the cheating. I find that interesting.
Listen, a lot of players cheated.
I agree. And by the way, if he could win you a World Series, let him cheat, right?
Hey,
I'm with you on that.
I'll take it. I'm a Knicks fan. I take championships whenever
exactly.
I can.
Exactly.
I love this. I love this. You are making, there's got to be a guy or gal in your life that's very happy when you come in at night. I'm telling you right now. Here she is again, my Knicks fan, Yankee fan girlfriend. I think it's
right.
Great. All right, listen, I'm going to put you on hold because we do need some information like email and whatnot. And congratulations. And all I ask is that after you go, give us a call the next week, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, sweetheart. Hold on 1 second. All right, there you go. All right, how about that?
She's going to get her Andy Pettit bobblehead.
She's going to get the Andy Pettit bobblehead.
She's going to get the Andy. And she deserves the Andy.
And by the way, I give her boss a lot of credit, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy. Hello?
He's speaking to her.
Up. Okay. You got to get the boss's email, too.
Yeah, I know. And I'll look both ways when I cross the street.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Geez,
yeah, you see?
I mean, whoa. There is some attitude now.
What happened?
He's feeling it.
I'll tell you what. He's got some attitude now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You set me up for that one.
No, I didn't.
That falls under a category of obvious.
I just wanted to make sure you got the boss's email because he's going to get 2 tickets also.
I am. I just said that to Kerry.
I'm curious. Have you been recognized a lot more lately, like in public?
No. Yeah. Are you kidding
Guess
me?
Guess what?
For what?
He's going to be recognized on Friday. And I'm telling you right now, that's going to go this way or that
I'm just trying to figure out where you've gotten, and I like it, by the way, the muscles from. And the only thing I could think of is, he's kind of feeling himself, like people are recognizing him. Hey, Loogie, don't take that crap. We love you. Best part of the show. Like, I'm thinking that that's happening.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think I just kind of made my mark. I feel a little more comfortable now to stand up for myself a little bit. I think that's fair.
I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
He reads Andrew Marchand's tweets. Oh, we're number one? Oh, that must be because of me. I can flex a little bit now.
Yeah,
that's all. I can peacock a little bit. I heard we're number one again. Yeah, let me peacock a little bit.
I think it's the Wag Wednesday, too.
Oh, yeah.
By the number way, one, you can't stop. Well, number one rated, number one rated.
I will tell you something about Wag Wednesday.
He does Wag Wednesday.
I can't share actual numbers with you until like another few weeks. But Evan came to me today. Evan came to me today.
I did.
And he goes, so listen, I saw the ratings for when Joe Shane, general manager of the Giants, was on. And who was the Wag that day? Do you remember?
Yes, it was Danny Echeverria's wife. Her name was Bowles.
Allison K. Bowles.
Allison K. Bowles. Nice gal. He goes, and I got the ratings for both. Do you want to know them? I'm like, of course I want to know them. What are they? He goes, Joe Shane, not very good. But Allison K. Bowles. I got to be careful because you're not allowed to give out exact numbers.
Yeah.
So roughly, one out of every four living male in New York tuned in to hear her.
And by the way, if you're a Met fan and you were watching yesterday's game,
yeah,
and you probably didn't watch it, and that's totally fine, you knew something about the Rockies starting pitcher, didn't you? Because the guy who started for the Colorado Rockies and pitched very well,
yeah,
luckily Ty was better, Taiwan Walker, was Austin Gomber. And we spoke to his wife not too long ago.
We did?
She was the inaugural Wag,
yes!
Frankly. She was the first Wag.
You don't remember this?
Austin's been great this year, yeah.
CSNY, thank you.
I was trying to think about how many Met fans were watching this game saying, I heard this guy's wife on the
And he pitched good, too.
Pitched great, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Wag Wednesday lives on. We're going to do a live in-person Wag Wednesday this Friday with Ava Louise and her friends, and there's going to be a dating game. Someone listening who's at DJ's is going to win a date with Ava Louise, or at the very least, a drink. That's up to her to decide what the date is. She might say, I'll have a drink with you right now, date's over. She might say, I'll see you tomorrow night at 6.
It's really a lot of it. Obviously, it's up to Dave. It's also up to your performance as a guy. Like, if you have... No, not you.
I think I'm going to perform quite well, thank you.
The one who wins has a drink with Ava, just sits there like a bump on the log. You're not getting a date. But if you have a nice conversation and there's a click, of course there'll be a date, right?
Very, very true. I recommend wearing a tank top and gold chains.
You think that'll work?
Well, that's what I'm wearing.
Is it?
Yeah, I already ordered them. Because I don't have any gold chains just laying around the house.
That's going to be fun, Friday. I'm looking forward to it.
I went to Party City. I got a couple gold chains with dollar signs on them. And I bought a bottle of Dracar cologne.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dracar Noir.
Jersey Girls in 1983.
Yep.
Loved Dracar cologne. So I'm figuring I got a shot.
Any of the Cartons coming to the event?
No, I'm coming solo.
Sonny's not coming?
Sonny's not around for that.
Anthony's not coming?
Anthony's dying to come, but I'm not bringing him to
I'm sure he was.
No, he's not coming to that.
All right.
No, because then it's kind of like babysitting.
No, I
you. Know what I mean? He'd love it, too.
Oh, he'd have a great time.
Yeah, but he'd also have to miss school.
Nice.
And we do, you know, recommend school over, you know.
If there's an afternoon baseball game, that's one thing.
Here's the good news. Lucky doesn't want to come. No, he doesn't want to. I think there's weights he wants to lift instead. Yeah, he's very excited about that 45-pound weight.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.